I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome back to Bitchin'.
This is the podcast where we talk about a person or peoples, and sometimes we get another person on to also talk about people.
And that's what we've done this week, and we're just going to provide some context for this episode. This is with the divine Miss Jade Adams, and she came in to talk to us about Kylie Jenner.
So, in theory, the episode is about Kylie Jenner, but because she is the most amazing force of nature, we basically sat down and just began talking. So we cover all sorts of things: social media,
body positivity, plastic surgery,
and many, many members of the Kardashian family, as well as Kylie Jenner.
And we had a fucking blast, so
she's
we hope
amazing.
You do too. She's great.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Cannot exist happy all the time. It's tiring. Yeah. It's expensive because you want to do fun things when you're feeling happy. Mm-hmm. It is productive, but that you don't need to be productive all the time. You also need to learn how to relax and sit down and not have FOMO and not need to be like somewhere all the time, to learn how to be by yourself without other people around you, to learn to not have your partner that you're with, to, you know, learn not to be codependent of that person, to be able to exist outside of that relationship. And all of that stuff doesn't happen in a happy state of consciousness. That happens in nothingness, in a feeling of like, I'm fine. I'm really happy or I'm really sad. It's just being
neutral.
Fine.
And
I think that we live in a world now where this happiness thing used to just be on a billboard outside your house or down the motorway or in a magazine that you had to walk down the shop to go and get. But now we're constantly reminded on the internet that we're not as happy as other people, because people are obviously on the internet showing everyone the best versions of themselves, which is great. I love looking at a photo of someone on a beach. I love it. But also, whilst you're looking at that, where are you? You're taking a shit in an office in a 9-to-5 job that you don't really like that much. And everyone's like, why is mental health on the rise?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you why. It'll be social media. And one day, very soon, social media will be treated exactly the same as coffee, cigarettes and alcohol. And children won't be allowed to be on it. I bet you any money it's going to be, it'll be something that has a caution on it. Because there's no way we can cope with this much dopamine all the time. The feeling I get when I get likes. Like someone said to me the other day, it really pissed me off. They said, "Oh, you love social media," and I was like, "I don't. I use it for my job. If anyone could, like, I don't care. I don't need this many photographs of my bloody face on the internet, but I have to do it for my job because in order to develop an audience, I need to be available for people to sort of like, I like the way that this girl speaks and stuff." But I'll be honest with you, I got a bloke that I love very much, and he likes looking at my face, and I post selfies to him, only to him. It only matters what he thinks about my face, because he's the only one who's going to have sex with me. So I don't actually need hundreds and hundreds. And also, to be honest with you, it's from a privileged position. I perform on stage. So I get my little fix three times a week, sometimes more. And I get my little fix of like people adoring me, and that's it. And obviously I know other people don't get to have that stuff. But also, I don't think everyone needs to have that. I think like learning to find one's contentment, I think that's a good word, or that state of being fine, is probably the route to this happiness that we want, is to learn how to just exist and it not have to be up and down so much. And My chap, I keep bringing him up. Do you know what? The most Googled thing on my... If you type my name into Google, the next thing that comes up is Jade Adams' boyfriend.
Because people want to know if you're single. Well, they want to go out with you.
Yeah, isn't that everyone?
No. I don't think it's that. I mean, that would be very flattering, but I don't think it's that. I think people... Because I'm... the way I look, because I'm big, I think people are sort of like fascinated that I've got a hot boyfriend. I think because people are so
really,
I think people are really fucked up about weight and body image and size stuff, and because of stuff we'll talk about in a minute. But I think people are sort of slightly fascinated by the fact that I've got a really hot, nice boyfriend who constantly talks about me on the internet and stuff.
It might be also that people are craving those images of people who just look like them and are like them, but are happy, hate to use the word now, you've done a really good job of deconstructing it, but happy and have someone who loves them and have security. So it might also be that they're looking for you to be that image of...
But also it's that thing of, like, you were talking about the unobtainable happiness and stuff. The thing is now, like, we're seeing these stars like Perry Edwards and stuff. So it used to be just that it was like, hey, here's my life, and it's like the best version of my life and you'll never know anything that's going on. And now what's trendy to do is actually for everyone to go, hey guys, I get sad too.
Yeah.
And that's cool, but then also it's like, fuck.
Everyone's sad.
Everyone's
sad. If this millionaire can't be happy...
If they can't figure it out with like a team of people who are trying to make them happy...
That's like Kanye West having mental health issues. Like, do you know what? Great, I'm really glad that you're using your platform, but Jesus Christ, mate, you are a millionaire. You've got one of the hottest... You're married to the hottest woman in the world who seems like a very nice person. You've got three beautiful children and you're part of this, like, family of millionaires. Mm. How the hell can... If he can't be happy... And it's because it's not about happiness. It's the state of being okay. And I found it... I haven't achieved it massively, but I found it. I had a state of absolute depression in 2011 to 2013. I've spoken about it on many podcasts, but my sister died and I had a grieving period. If anyone wants some advice about how to get through grief, smoke weed. Anyway, literally just get stoned for the entire time. I don't do it now because I can't deal with the thought. Like, if I have a joint, if I've had a joint, I like worry that I've tweeted something that I shouldn't have, and I can't smoke it now. But from 2013, stoned, and then I had a real period of massive depression in that time. I was in the wrong relationship and all of that stuff, and then I had to spend 5 months alone, and those 5 months were hell on earth. I was traveling with someone I didn't get on well with, and another person who barely spoke to me. Up and down, I was doing drag Shakespeare to teenagers in Spain, because the children of Spain really need that right now. And I've spoken about this in other podcasts, but I won't massively go into it. But I had this massive period of being by myself, and I was chatting to people online and stuff like that. But I was physically most of the day by myself, and it just... I just gave myself time to think about what I feel and how I feel about stuff. And there was a lot of times I couldn't get on the internet because I was traveling around Spain in 2013, sorry. I was traveling around Spain then, and Wi-Fi wasn't... You had to go into a cafe. You were still going into coffee shops. There wasn't just Wi-Fi everywhere, and roaming wasn't like it is now and things like that. So I literally had to spend this time on my own just... staring at the roof I led down on the back of the sofa, or staring out the window of a car as we drove up and down through Spain, and just having loads of time to think. And it was in that time that I was like, I realised that I was going to waste my life. If I didn't just find something to be okay with, I was just going to waste my life. And having already lost someone, I thought, well, I can't waste any more of my parents' time like this, because they've had two kids, one of them's gone, and what, the other one's going to be sad and depressed and anxious all the time. And my boyfriend says something, which I was going to say earlier on, about anxiety, which is everyone's got it. Everyone has it. I have it. I don't talk about being someone who suffers with anxiety because I also don't want to give that side of me any more attention than it already craves out of me. So I refuse to be someone who suffers with anything, to be fair. I'm walking with a walking stick at the moment, but that's going to be gone soon. And instead of walking around with a horrible looking one, I've gone and got a cane with a skull on the top of it.
Oh my God, that's boss.
It is amazing.
Because then when people look at my cane, they compliment me on fashion rather than going, oh, what's wrong? Mm. And I hate it. I'm going to just fix me issues. Yeah. But my boyfriend says about anxiety, he says in his stand-up, he says, everyone has anxiety. It's our alarm system. It's the thing that stops you from getting out of cars in safari parks. And it's... everyone has that. Like, my mum and dad have it, your parents have it, you have it, everyone has it. And if everyone has it, then why aren't we unified in how we feel about it? Mm. And that's, like, whilst us... wonderfully middle class people are all sat in a podcast studio, there's a load of teenagers who are still suffering with that lack of confidence that they've always had, and they're looking into people like Perry Edwards and Ariana Grande and Kylie Jenner for
ding ding ding
for confidence. Yeah. Oh. And they're the wrong people for that.
Are you doing a show about
all of this,
about Kylie Jenner?
It's about lots of things.
Right, okay.
So is that why you picked Kylie Jenner today? Because of all the things you've just said about... Let's talk about Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. I chose it on the title because I've been having therapy. And not because there's anything wrong, because there might be, and I want to be ahead of that stuff. And I earned some money last year doing an advert, and I thought I'll put some of that money into... You know, I've been through quite a lot of stuff, and I do a mad job. This is a crazy job. So I was like, I'll sort of... you know, go and see a therapist. And I've got a really great one. She is very expensive. but she's brilliant. I had a couple and they've really scared me out of having therapy. Like, if anyone's looking for therapy, I'll be honest with you, it's going to take you a little while to find the right person. It's like trying to find a friend. Yeah. Like, if you find the wrong one, and it makes you feel crap as well, because it's so hard talking about your feelings to someone else if you've never done it before. You feel stupid and, ridiculous. But you will, just keep persevering. You'll find someone one day, especially the NHS system is still a bit flawed. But just persevere and ignore all the voices and just find someone. Mm. And if someone isn't right, get rid of them.
Yeah.
I did it real quick with this woman once. I was in the middle of my third session with her. This was when my sister had just died. I was in the middle of my third session. I just stood up 10 minutes in. I went... I'm sorry, mate. I don't respect you. I got to leave. And I walked out. Left. I had no time for it.
Yeah. 'Cause
she was making... She kept doing this thing conversationally. So I was speaking. She was going, in the conversation. And, like, I'm already, like, anxious and full of feelings and stuff. And then I've got this woman going, It's not listening.
Yeah. Mixing a record.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kylie Jenner, she's cut a best friend out of her life.
Kate, can I just say, yeah. I'm sorry, I've had a very busy week. I know absolutely nothing about Kylie Jenner.
You know what she is, though. You know where she's from.
So she's from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Who...
She's the youngest child of the main siblings. She's the last one, thank
of the
God.
The siblings.
Yeah, so there's Rob, there's Courtney, there's...
Kim.
There's Khloe, There's Kendall, there's Kylie, and then there's some other kids on Caitlyn's side.
Right, so which one's which? So Kim's the most famous.
No, Kylie's the most famous now. Kim is 40.
So she's getting relegated.
But I have a bit of sadness for Kim. I think she's in an abusive relationship with Kanye.
Really?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I might not be right about that, but he seemed really weird. And the interviews, he's quite cruel. And there was this scene in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because I'm researching my show, I don't watch that, it's not a guilty pleasure at all. But there was a scene.
I have to say it is for me. I have watched several episodes while I'm hungover, because it's just kind of meaningless and it's just there. And there's no stakes. Yeah, there's no stakes.
Switch off. Yeah.
It's like EastEnders, but there's less screaming, because like whenever there's anything going wrong, everyone's just talking like this. I can't believe that Kim would do that to you. That is, and no one ever. You know.
I'm really sad.
Yeah.
Where are your tears? Oh my God, that's so funny. Laugh then. Just laugh. But she's on a coffee table in her house, and she's covered in oil. And she's like looking amazing.
This is Kim.
Kim, yeah.
When
and she's in
this?
Her own house. She's having a photo shoot.
Okay.
House.
I was going to say. Not just for like recreation.
Oil, yeah. Just a bit of veg oil.
While I'm doing the chicken, I'll do me.
she's having a photo shoot in her house. She's covered in oil. And then she's like posing. And obviously her mum's there being like the proud.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Well done. The most clever sociopath I've ever come across. The main problem with that family has got nothing to do with the kids. It's all to do with that mother. She is mad. Anyway, I'll talk about her in a minute. So she's on a coffee table, and then all of a sudden Kim just jumps up in fear, naked, and goes, "Oh my God, we've got oil on the table. Kanye's literally going to kill me." She runs to the kitchen, runs back with marigolds on, and starts scrubbing the table. And the whole shoot has to stop because of her fear. They're multi-millionaires.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they could get another table.
Yeah.
Like,
how expensive is the table?
It's one of those big, heavy stone ones. Have you seen their house? It's the house of a serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, where's all their stuff?
This is my thing, right? Yeah. Kim Kardashian, pre-Kanye, was a really bad dresser. And her sort of style was eclectic and a little bit garish. And the terrible dress sense. She gets with Kanye. He changes her entire... I mean, she's earned more money. Yeah. And she's got this whole, like, look that she does now. But her house looks exactly like his clothing line. Like, beige,
terrible.
No feeling, terrible, 90-quid T-shirts that weren't selling, let's be honest. This house is exactly the same. There's no... Like, they've got three kids, but there's no photos up. There's no like toys around. There's no heart and love and joy in this house. It's just literally, she refers to it as a monastery museum or something like that.
I don't know if that like overt simplicity is like a reflection of him being like, oh, actually I don't need anything, or it's going to be totally stripped back. But the thing about that is, you've got so much money. If you really want to be simplistic, get rid of all your money.
Give your money.
Give it to people who need it. Don't build a giant sink that's got no hand soap dispensers.
The sink. I only saw that because you retweeted it.
Sick.
There's no soap.
It's so strange.
Where are you drying your hands?
But it's not clear where the water goes. It's all really odd. But for the most massive bathroom in the world with nothing in it.
No toothpaste.
Also, have you seen all those corners in that house? They're death corners for someone who's got kids. Like, they've got three young kids. You think some of them isn't falling over and smacking their head on the corner of a bath? And like, and they're like, oh my God, she's so like inspirational. And I love the bit where she says, there's like that annoying person on those 73 questions, like Kim. That's a good impression, actually. Kim, what has Kanye taught you? And she says how to have inner confidence, which is a nice thing, probably for someone like her as well, that has always been attractive. So, I know this from personal experience, but when someone is told they're attractive all their life, they sometimes lack confidence when they're older for anything other than their looks.
Mm.
So he's taught her a really valuable thing, probably. And then she says, and whatever you talk, Kanye. And Kanye pipes up and he says, oh no, she says, all about how to be financially stable. And then he says, really coldly, she tells me stuff, but I don't listen. And then she goes,
okay, no, not cool.
He's not supportive of her to the camera. And I, you know, going to be on that show, mate. Why don't you, like, love your wife and, like, show us all how great you are? Like, be proud of her and her achievements and accomplishments. Mm. And you know, there is a joke there, which is... you know what, she's taught me all about financial stability and he doesn't really want to care about it. And this is the thing about Kylie Jenner. She talk, yeah. There's been many conversations about this self-made title. Forbes gave it to her, Forbes magazine.
She was on the front cover.
Of Forbes magazine, yes. In a oversized, she looked like an eight-year-old in her dad's suit. Like sort of there with her arms folded and her mad facial stuff that she's done. Like, yeah. It was like... And there's like photos of her with her feet up, with her like her Louboutins on, like, you know, like it's like a child playing offices, because you know, like when women run offices, they're run ragged, and you know, like there's no like. I love watching videos of Kylie Jenner walking through her own factories where they make the makeup. She's never in those factories. No. They filmed her three times in the same day with three different outfits. And she sort of walks around going, oh, how does that happen? You should know. This should be somewhere where you are all the time, making sure your people that make all your makeup feel great about themselves. And, all you know, like, it's enough. It's not like...
So is that why she was professed a self-made millionaire by Forbes?
Billion.
Because billionaire. Yeah, she's a
billionaire.
Billionaire.
And is that from her makeup brand?
It's so basically how to get that is that the none of the money that you use to start your business is inherited. However, she's under the assumption that the money that she got in her bank account isn't inherited. But I believe that when you're talking inherited, you can also inherit social status and stuff.
Completely.
She wouldn't have what she had Kim Kardashian didn't hang out with Paris Hilton and then get banged on Pornhub by Snoop Dogg's cousin. That's all true. You can keep that in.
Yeah.
And if her...
And look it up after you've listened to this episode,
what,
if you're in the mood.
What, the video?
It's still out there.
Have you seen it?
I think I have ages ago, but I can't really remember
I've watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
She's hot. Yeah, she's really hot.
Yeah. So that's why she's now so...
She's gorgeous. Incredibly beautiful.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman, yeah.
So she deserves... Well, not deserves, but it's in it. I just find it so... There is so much porn in the world. It blows my mind that they have made so much money and fame off of a porn video.
Well, it was a different time, wasn't it? It was before all the...
Free porn.
Before the nudes were leaked. That whole nude gate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, if there's a famous person, there's probably a naked photo of them on the internet. Yeah. It doesn't really matter anymore. Because, nudes have just become a part of our culture, and it's just a thing that people who are in sexual relationships or in committed relationships do for their partner, if that's your thing.
I don't.
So, cool. And
no,
that's cool. And it's cool if you want to, and it's cool if you don't. But
no,
I think...
No one gets a photo of me naked. No.
Cool. Challenge accepted.
By the end of today.
I just don't think... I think it's such a...
come on stage in a nude suit.
I'm going to give different. Snoop Dogg's cousin a call and see if he's available later.
For a bit of banging on Pornhub. Ray J. Yeah, the nude suit is a... I'm fully clothed in that bad boy.
That's true.
I got more clothes on than you when I'm wearing that outfit. It's full sleeves and legs as well.
Sweaty, I imagine.
No, it's not. Lycra is very breathable. It's very porous material.
Oh.
Just to let you know, little fact.
Other products are available.
PVC is not the same, not porous at all. So Kim, so she's the 40-year-old, so she's sort of done now in terms of beauty. Like, she'll get older, and obviously she's in LA, and that's how... I'm not saying this isn't what I want to happen, but in terms of profitable and... like, they even talk about who's mum's favourite, like, and they all joke about it. And they said it used to be Kim and now it's Kylie. And it's because Kylie makes her the most money, because Kris Jenner takes 10% from all of her kids. She takes 10% of all of their money.
Because she's the manager.
She's the momager. Yeah.
So the momager.
Momager, and she takes
10%. This is all news to you, isn't it, Helen?
This is blowing
my
tiny
every single week, I'm blown away by what you've managed to protect yourself from. The facts you've managed to not have in your brain. And now we're dispensing to you.
Yeah, and you're ruining me.
I feel
I'm
responsible.
So sorry.
If you didn't do this podcast, you'd be a happier person.
I think that is
fundamentally
true. The momager.
The momager. Where are you performing your show, The Ballad of Kylie Jenner's Old Face?
I'm previewing all over this summer, up and down the country. I've got a link on my website at jadeadams.com, spelled jadeadams.com. Or if you want to wait until it's like brilliant, I'll be doing a tour across the UK in the autumn, and I will also be performing probably at the Soho Theatre, although I don't have
Great.
The dates yet. But also, if you're up in Edinburgh Fringe this year, I'm debuting the show at the Pleasance 2 at 9:30 PM every single night of the month.
Legend. Night slot.
I'm always on the night slot. Like, I think comedy should be at night.
Yeah.
This daytime stuff can do one, mate.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so
girls,
much.
Girls, I've loved
us.
This. Thanks for having me.
So great.
It's been lovely.
Woo!
Yay!
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyone is worried about wrinkling and it is an issue and you're like, Jade, you just don't understand because I'm getting older. I've got the key to not aging fast.
What is it?
I'm not sure you're going to like it. I'm fine with it.
Weeing on your face? Is it wee on your face?
Not drinking.
Get fat. You never see a fat, wrinkly person. Fat don't crack. If you don't want to be wrinkly and you don't want to age, get yourself fat. And the only reason you don't want to be fat is because some stupid member of your family somewhere told you that being fat is wrong. But what if I tell you there's nothing wrong with it?
You are right. You are right.
She's right.
You've cracked it.
Yeah, get fat. I'm 52.
Jade, you've been amazing.
I've loved
amazing.
This.